This is Ask Hank, where Hank Hanegraaff, the host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, takes 3 minutes to further equip you to defend your faith.
Israel in El Paso, Texas.
Hi, Hank. How are you?
I'm doing well. Nice having you on the air.
Thanks. A pleasure to speak with you. A quick question. I've heard you repeatedly say that the devil has no creative powers, or the enemy, Satan, has no powers to cause, infirmities or that kind of stuff. But yet I read Job, and it seems like he has some kind of power to cause storms or to cause, armies to go out and kill people and stuff. I don't know if maybe you could help me out a little bit on
sure.
that.
Sure, yeah. Well, I think, first of all, that it is Satan inciting God. Though you incited me against him, against Job, to ruin Job without any reason, is the retort of God when Satan appears in Job chapter 2.
Right.
So, again, this is by the power of God. Certainly, Satan can take the Sabaeans or the Chaldeans and tempt them. We are certainly well aware that Satan has the power to sit, as it were, on your shoulder and whisper into your ear and tempt you to do all kinds of things. And that's why
the
we're
ear
called
of the mind.
Sure, yes. It's not the physical ear, it's the ear of the mind. And so there's mind-to-mind communication that takes place. And as I said in my book, The Covering, we don't know how that works any more than we can explain how the mind can cause the physical synapses of the brain to fire. But that kind of temptation or mind-to-mind communication takes place is incontrovertible biblically. But look, I think what's going on here in Job is that God is permitting Satan to do what he's doing in the context of the book of Job.
By using God's power?
Yeah, because only God has creative power, and that's why when you look at the resurrection of Jesus Christ, Jesus was able to say, a spirit does not have flesh and bone as you see that I have. If Satan had creative power, he could have masqueraded as a flesh and bone substitute for the resurrected Christ.
Right. Okay, so that makes a little more sense because, I also believe that ultimately the source of power is God, and there's no independent source of power other than God. So I guess that really sheds lights on the subject.
Sure, and God can use Satan as his agent, but God is always the author. And as I've said so often, Satan is a lion on a leash, the length of which is always determined by our Lord.
For more Ask Hank episodes, or for the full Bible Answer Man broadcast, as well as many other resources to defend the truth of the gospel, visit the Christian Research Institute online at equip.org.